Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bobby Marks joined us just about an hour ago and said this with regard to the Warriors offseason and Jonathan Kuminga.
It all depends on Kuminga. It really comes down to he basically controls free agency in Golden State, because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason.
So Kuminga controls the offseason. So if the Warriors were to bring him back, that's kind of it. There's your big move. How would that feel to a Warrior fan? Let's take some calls on this. Let's go to Joe in Napa. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I agree. I don't think you should pay Kuminga more than, say, $45 million for 3 years, maybe $50 million. But I want to throw a name out there that I came across, and it's not like a flashy name, but John Collins. He's on a last year contract. Next year he's set to make $26 million. He only played 40 games last year, but he averaged 19 points, 8 rebounds, 30 minutes, and he shot 85% from the free throw line and 40% from 3-point line. 85% on the free throw, 40% 3-point, and he's a forward center. So I think he would mesh really well with the Warriors kind of small ball, but he'd also get you, you know, hopefully kind of like a 20 points, 8 rebounds a game. And he's averaging a steal, block shot in 30 minutes. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think you've been on Basketball Reference. That's what I think. Yeah, no, but Joe, thank you. Thank you for the call. I don't mind John Collins. He's in Utah right now. He's a 6'9" power forward, and we just got all of his stats. That's all true. I don't know how feasible it is to fit a $26 million contract on the Warriors right now. If Kuminga's involved somehow there would have to be other players thrown in. So that's a maybe. But I also, I don't know, like the other thing to add into this conversation is that the Warriors have some very clear needs, and they've got to address them. They have to address them. So they can't just go get a player because you're like, oh, he's nice. Because if you're that strapped and you make a big move for somebody that's making $25 million a year, where does that leave you for going to get somebody tall? You know, you've got to get somebody who's 7 feet tall this year. You have to. There has to be some different three-point shooting. There has to be a backup point guard. Like, I don't know. They're like, the Warriors might shop this offseason more for specifics than just, like, the greatness of a player, which is why I know what everybody wants to do. It has to be a certain type of player.
And I think it has to be a certain type of players. You need more than just one player, like a backup point guard. Yeah, you need a backup point guard, but you also need a wing who can defend. You need on-ball defense, and you do need size. So all those things are probably not going to be accomplished because, as Bobby Marks said when we had him on, you don't have a lot of options. Your options are, you know, even if you let Kuminga go and you get nothing back for him, that still leaves you in a tough spot as far as how much money you have underneath the salary cap and underneath the various aprons. And so you don't have really that salary spot to attract a player. And if you do sign and trade Kuminga, you're probably not going to bring in somebody who's highly priced, like John Collins making 26. You're not going to be able to do that with just Kuminga alone. And
even if it's
Kuminga and Moody, and now you attach a pick for 1 year of John Collins, no thank you.
Yeah, no thank you.
That's going to be a no from me.
Yeah, I'm with
dog?
You. Thanks, dog. let's go to Eric in San Jose. Eric, what are you doing?
I'm driving down 280 trying to get home, man.
Good luck.
Thank you. I got a sleeper pick for you guys. Steven Adams is available. He has played with a shooter for a long time. And not just that, he can act as a mentor for TJD and Quentin Post.
Eric, I don't mind the Steven Adams idea at all. I love that you have him as kind of a sleeper. I think that there are actually some others who agree with you. We've heard that. We've had that name kind of thrown around. Eric, thanks. And that's the type of free agent from a financial standpoint the Warriors can fit. The problem is I do see Steven as somebody that multiple teams are really going to want, which A, drives the price a little bit, and B, it gives the player an opportunity to kind of get the lay of the land and see where they want to go next. The good news for Steven and why he would potentially choose a Golden State is he's starting to, unless I'm wrong, how old is Steven Adams? Steven's been around for a minute.
Yeah, I got him at 30. He'll be 32 coming
perfect.
Up in July.
Okay, so he's not, like, he's getting to that age where he might be willing to do 1- and 2-year deals at his stops, and he would like to win right now. He's not thinking about years down the road. That's the type of player that might join a Steph Curry. And Steven is a tremendous kind of locker room guy, you know, just handles everything really well. I like that idea. I really do. I do not know what the feasibility of it is. I don't know what the Warriors think of him.
His last deal was 2 years and $25 million
yep.
for Houston, so he made 12.5. And I was a little stunned to see how little he played this year, not even 14 minutes a game. So for me, if he's going to come in and make, you know, what Kevon made last year of $8 million, well, okay, maybe then. I don't think that Steven Adams anymore is a guy you're going to put out there a lot, especially on a team like the Warriors where you need player movement, ball movement, and it's just not what he does. He's not a shooter. I mean, you got him off the floor through the hack strategy. I don't think that he's the right player at the right time for the Warriors.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, you'd have to, like Warrior fans, we got so triggered last year at the poor free throw shooting at the start of the year. Better get that off your mind, because that's he's not a good one, despite the fact that he kind of made the Warriors pay for it a few times in that series. But as far as leadership, rim protection, rebounding, physical presence inside, I'm surprised that you're down on that idea, considering how cost effective it would be.
Well, I love the player and I love the person. Rotorua, New Zealand. I have a couple of friends who live there, and they all just rave about Steven the player and Steven the person. I think he's too far down the road. He's had
too far down the road
injury wise. He missed a whole year,
yeah.
And then this past year he battled injury as well. I just worry about an old team. You're adding in a guy who's got some injury concerns, and offensively he's mostly a non-factor. I just think that he would have been a fit 5 years ago.
Yeah, I hear you. But again, all you're looking for right now is just like a boop, just a spurt. You're looking for a spurt. This is probably a one-year deal. Could be a mid-level exception kind of a thing. And you go for it. And you go for it next year. Even those of us who talk about, ooh, what are we going to do for the next 2 years? You notice that that's not the way Mike Dunleavy talked about it in exit interviews. He said, 1 year.
Right, 1 year.
1 year. You're looking at next year. That doesn't mean they're trading Steph after the year. It means you don't assess the year after this one until this one happens. Because, yeah, new things could be on the table for sure. So all you're looking for is to come in, play 65 games, and protect the rim when we ask you to. Get a rebound. That's it. That's it. I'm in on that idea.
I'd rather have Kevon Looney if they were being paid the exact same.
Really?
Yeah. Kevon has a deep understanding of the offense, and I think Kevon can rebound just as well as Steven Adams.
Ooh,
and Kevon's more reliable.
I don't agree.
Kevon's more durable.
Yeah, he's more durable. But
younger.
Him rebounding as well as Adams, I do not agree with at all. I think Steven is the kind of presence that the Warriors would change things for them, or at least give them a different dynamic when you're going against teams and it feels like you're kind of getting overwhelmed inside. Someone who can finish around the rim on the offense, somebody who can rebound the ball and have that kind of physical presence on defense.
Kevon, more rebounds per game last year than Steven Adams in almost identical minutes per game.
That's fine. Yeah, and he's asked to do a lot more of that on the Warriors, where Houston's got a lot of Shangoons and Thompsons that are down there also rebounding with him. But
Kevon's got to fight Pods for rebounds and the occasional Kuminga snatch of a rebound.
Sometimes he does fly through there. Yes, that's possible.
Okay, Looney played Adams played 13.7 minutes a game, Kevon 15. So almost an identical player as far as their role.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Neither one that relied upon.
No. But I mean, again, I thought you could feel it in the series when the two sides played together. Kevon is not the physical presence that Steven Adams is. I thought you could feel it when we watched that series.
Yeah, to an extent. And, you know, when you have Shangoon, it makes it a little bit easier. And when the Warriors don't have any size, and, you know, Quentin Post was mostly played off the floor in that series. And so now you had Kevon and not much else out there.
I'm trying to refigure this one out. 888-957-9570. Again, we were talking this out earlier in the show. Shams was on the Pat McAfee show and said this.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all of I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity
English
in the league.
English class sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of what you can win a championship, or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Okay, so if it's going to be a crazy offseason, there's going to be trades flying everywhere at the same time. Everybody's cash strapped. Nobody really wants to fit anything in. Nobody can fit anything in. My curiosity is through the roof. I don't functionally really see how everybody's going to get these deals done, but my curiosity is through the roof. And if those on the inside say this is going to happen, I'd be very, very surprised if the Warriors didn't knock on every door and do something creative. I will tell you, after listening to these conversations, I feel it slightly more likely than not that Jonathan is not going to be on the team next year. That's sort of one of my, because I don't think that that's going to land very well with the team or with people if their big acquisition for the offseason is basically just to stay the same and put Jonathan back on the bench where he watched a bunch of basketball games the last couple of months.
Then it becomes a challenge to figure out how you turn Kuminga in a sign-and-trade into something that is going to be better than Jonathan Kuminga. Because at his floor this year, Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP. Steve Kerr joined us in his exit interview with us and said, yeah, if I get an offseason in a camp with Kuminga and the other three, we're going to figure out a way to make it so these guys can all play together. So I wouldn't anticipate another slew of DNPs. And the other piece that makes me think that he might actually be coming back is the one thing you have to do with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy next year is protect their minutes. This year, Draymond said it. We've all said it. Starting in February, they were playing playoff games, and you got into a best of seven with Houston. Steph played too much. Game one, he gets hurt against Minnesota. Season over. So you have to find a way to use youth early on in the year, and that's Jonathan Kuminga, a guy who could go out there and play 32 minutes a night from game one and give those guys a chance to, you know, rest their bodies more.
Does this surprise you? This is from our crossover earlier today. Lucas put this out on 95.7 The Game as a poll on Twitter. You can go check it out. You can vote. We're getting through a good number of votes here. But it was off the comment that I made that, you know, what would it take to have Giannis, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond all on the same team? You would have a carcass left over as the rest of your basketball team. So then we got to the point of, what if you get Giannis, and I can guarantee you a title next year, however after that, 12 years of not making the playoffs. Would you do it? What do you think the voting public is saying right now?
I would say the majority of people are saying yes.
What kind of a clip do you think?
I would say close to two-thirds, one-third.
Okay. It's even higher than that.
Wow. Three-fourths to one-fourth?
It's even slightly north of three-fourths.
Four-fifths to one-fifth?
76. It's about three-fourths.
Man.
Three-fourths of you are saying that if you could have a title next year, you're fine with the next 12 years after that of not making the playoffs at all. First of all, I can tell you one person who did not vote yes. His name's Joe Lacob. I know that he wouldn't do that.
My response to those results, you're lying. All those people are lying.
Interesting.
You would not.
Well, I wonder how much this is the reason I brought it up. I'd love to get into a conversation about this with some of you who are actual people, not Twitter bots. I wonder if that's a Twitter thing. Do y'all actually feel that way? Would you take a title next year if it then meant for you 40-year-olds, you're in your 50s the next time the Warriors make the playoffs?
It would be 2037-38.
Okay. You're making that trade? That's how hard up you are for a ring when you just got four? I don't understand that.
I don't believe
it. And I'm absolutely maximize Steph. Absolutely. But you all are willing to turn in 12 years of fun? You're willing to do that so that Steph can get one more? I'm with you.
I think
that is totally full of crap.
Now, if you're talking about the 49ers in this conversation, if I could guarantee you the Super Bowl this year, if, you know, blah, 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 or 12 years after that of not only not making the playoffs, but you're going to be between 3 and 5 wins for 12 years. It's a little bit more believable for me.
A little bit. It's still excruciating.
It's painful.
That's a long time.
I think about Mark Grandy and Lucas Alexander, director of sports, and the god of everything, respectively. They're both in their late 20s, early 30s. They've never
seen it.
They've never seen it.
Would you do it? Would you do it, Mark?
Wait, who's the god of everything?
You, Grandy.
Yeah. Oh. It's because you
won. Waiting for the ding.
Because you won knockout twice.
Well, and you didn't have a title, and I director of sports, and I didn't want to say board op, you're more than that. Technical director, you're more than that.
Knockout champ.
Fill-in host, you're more than that.
Knockout champ.
Two-time.
Yeah.
Two-time knockout champ.
Overtly sickly, you're more than that. Man, you're a lot of things.
Would I trade one more championship for 12
Niners.
Years of future?
Niners.
You get a guaranteed Super Bowl this year.
You win the
Super
Bowl next year, but then no playoffs for 12 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, see, it's painful.
It is, but it's, I think, more believable for a late 20s, early 30s Niner fan who's never, shout out Guru, tasted the sweet Niner.
I don't know. A fifth Steph championship might be more meaningful to me than the first Niners championship in my lifetime.
That's an interesting statement.
Yeah, that's bold.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Brock Purdy is on the precipice of being the best quarterback of all time, but Steph's on the precipice of being the best point guard of all time, and one more championship might push him over the top.
Did you say Brock Purdy's on the precipice?
No, he's not on the precipice. A Super Bowl championship doesn't mean anything for Brock Purdy in terms of the standing. There's a lot on the line for what one more championship would mean for Steph.
Does that really do it for you? Like, you want Steph to be some... I think he's... First of all, he's already at minimum in the conversation of the top two.
Yeah, and then in general, like top five, another championship would lock him into the top five players of all time, I think.
I have actually...
What does that do for you? Just say it.
It means a lot to me.
Just say it. You're never going to get Quorum. If you want him to be one of your top five, just say it now. Nobody's going to argue with you, and a lot of people will not agree with you and still wouldn't even if he won two more. Like, I don't... We're not like there's still people out there going LeBron, MJ, LeBron. Like, you're not gonna get everyone on your side on that. But a Niner ring, that's like actually a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. So is a Warrior ring.
You've had four of them
already.
One
for the thumb. Yeah, but he would rise to a spot in the pantheon where you could rightly put him on the Rushmore. I did a brief research project of NBA ones who have four or more titles. And this is post-Celtics era. I don't even know. Okay, Bill Russell was the one. He's the leader. But Jordan has six. Kareem, Magic, Duncan, and Kobe have five.
Yeah.
And I shared Kobe and Shaq because I put Shaq on the list. I think that they were 1 and 1A. They both count as ones to me. LeBron has four. Shaq, Steph has four.
Yeah, Shaq was the one. But you know, Kobe also won without him. But anyway.
Right. So yeah. I think those two deserve to be side by side. But only eight players ever. Kareem has six titles, but the last one that they won, he was not the one. Right. He averaged like 11 a night. So with one more, Steph joins the pantheon of Jordan, Kareem, Magic, Duncan, and Kobe. That's, you can start talking Rushmore at that point.
I mean, you can do it now.
You'd be wrong, but.
That's fine. Who cares? Be wrong. We're wrong all the time.
You might be.
I mean, fade the divers.
Coming up.
All right.
94 days.
Why do you think I'm so excited?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.